Sir, thank you.
I pray for him.
To give up.
If you knew about 24 hours ago that we would actually be up here, and it would have been tough because Satan's done everything possible. I told Jonathan them, if you come by and you smell menthol and peppermint, then that's us, okay? Not that we have anything contagious, but the sinuses and all that stuff. But God's still good, amen? And we get to stand. And it's not about the pilot panda or us individually, but we get to stand and share the good news about Jesus.
Amen.
Let me remind you, he still went to the cross.
Yes.
And he still died for you. He rose on the third day, amen. And he's making intercession in one day, very soon. He's going to come out, and the shout will sound, the trumpet will sound, and we'll meet him in the air. Hallelujah. Looking forward to that day. But it's only because of the blood of Jesus. I'm not preaching tonight. This preacher's going to let it rip. I know he is. But I'm going to teach you something. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. No other way, no other will, no other word, but on Calvary. Amen? And I want us to sing this song right here, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Father's first cold. It's hard to fall asleep. One little lamb's sitting inside as he gave his cattle sleep. He wondered why the young lamb had to die. What is life?
Stand our ground. 12 seconds, 10.
We've been here two or three times, but this is probably, bar none, top three of my favorite songs ever written. And when I talk to you about what we sing, and you hear the words we sing, everything surrounds and centered around Christ, and that's what it should be. Our hope, our faith, and our trust is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Amen? And I want us to sing this, but as we sing, I want you to watch her, because she's going to tell you the story in sign language. So I want you to listen, and I want you to watch, because it'll be a blessing to you, all right? Listen as Wayne comes up and sings this song. Thank you. Amen. We'll sing a couple more songs. We don't want your patience. We want the Word of God, the man of God, to have time to sing. But I want Aaron to come. And y'all, this is the truth. If I'm not telling the truth, right?
Man of God is up to sing.
Yeah, well, he can sing too, all right? But anyway, I get tongue-tied sometimes. I don't know where I am right now. The Lord's just got me in a fog. Amen. It feels good up here. I don't know. It feels out there. It feels good up here. Amen. But no, Aaron started practicing a couple songs privately. We told y'all his story, and most of you know his story, that he would never talk and never communicate and never show affection and never play sports at 6 years old. He never uttered a word. And y'all know that whole story. God had other plans in his life, and God delivered him in those times. It was hard, a long time coming. He still has obstacles now. But he started on a song, but this one he just learned, and he has never sang this song. You guys are the first. So if he stumbles a little bit, it'll be all right. He'll be like Danny. Danny stumbles around a lot. But I want him to try it out. Are you ready to go on this? You're going to do your best. That's right. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you why he's up here. I'll tell you real quick. Most of you know, this is Alicia, my sister-in-law. We were somewhere, and they asked me how old my oldest daughter was. This is not my daughter. This is my sister-in-law. I'm only 4 years older than her. She will not let it go. She constantly reminds me of that. But anyway, this is my sister-in-law. Her name is Alicia Terry. This is my wife, Melina, 21 years. This one right here is going to try to get her permit next month. I told her, wait about 10 more years and we'll be good. Her name is Bethany, and then this is Aaron. We're honored to be back, Brother John Allen. Thank you for inviting us to come. Can't wait to hear the Word of God preached. But anyway, I want him to come and sing this song, and y'all help him out as he tries it out, all right? It is not gold. promise you, he will. But you know what? He means it with all his heart.
Amen.
Some people might say, he's showing up. Listen, he's just trying to get it out.
That's what
he's
doing.
And I appreciate it. I want him, we're going to sing one more, I guess, and I want him to do this with us. He got to sing this. Now, last time we were here, he was in school. He done something the doctor said he couldn't do, and he graduated high school.
Amen.
And praise God. Some of you said, I ain't going to be able to know what all he had to go through, and God bless him. But they asked him to sing at graduation at Brewer High School over here doing the special needs program. And so he sung this song, and this is kind of been of a song that has carried us for 11, 12 years that we've been singing, and everybody knows it. So I want you to sing along with us as we sing.
Amen. As they're coming down, I just feel like we need one more song. I want Miss Macy to come and sing a song that I asked her about earlier. It's called Why Should I Worry? And I want you to listen to this song, and then we're going to turn it over to Brother Mark. If you've enjoyed the service so far, let's give the Lord one more hand clap. I enjoyed the pilot playing this song. Scott, turn on this red, please, sir.
Yeah. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But I've enjoyed the singing tonight. Amen. I appreciate this family. What a blessing. I sure enjoyed that young man singing, didn't you?
Amen.
What a blessing. Amen. Right back singing with everything in him. Ain't that wonderful? That blessed my heart. Amen. And I sure do appreciate him and that family singing. What a blessing. And I'm glad I can call on his name till the storm passes by. Amen. I bless his good name tonight. God sure has been good, Brother John Allen, to us. And I hear no songs about being thankful for the Lord's blessings. And God's been good to everybody in this building tonight. We're very, very blessed. And we ought to give him the glory.
Right.
All right, Genesis chapter number 8 tonight. And we brought great a word last night, great encouragement last night.
Sorry.
And I don't know about you, but I sure got encouragement from God's word.
Amen.
That God's going to help me in my heels. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I got one of the tough sermons tonight, all right? You better get your shouting done during the singing, amen? You dread me. You wish we could rewind right now. You'd be shouting more during the singing. But tonight, I want to deal with something in my heart that I pray help you in your Christian life, in your walk with the Lord, and that's dealing with our flesh. Oh, my. Amen. Our flesh. Anybody got a problem with their flesh? Anybody got issues with their flesh? The flesh is a problem. And so tonight I'm not preaching what I'm preaching to try to offend anybody, but I'm preaching it to try to help you and to be a better Christian. I need it. Amen. I'm going to preach to myself. And I need God's help tonight and in my daily walk. We're just here for a little while. I don't even like me half the time. I got to go home with me, live with me. I wake up with me and go to bed with me. I don't even like me sometimes, but I can't get away from me.
Right.
Somebody help me.
Yeah.
And that flesh is a problem tonight. And I'm glad there is help in the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. Genesis chapter number 8. Genesis chapter number 8. And notice, if you would, tonight, you find your place, we'll stand, you can stretch your legs for just a moment. In Genesis chapter number 8, read with me, if you would, beginning with verse number 6, and we'll read down through verse number 12. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark. For the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled him in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening. Lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days and sent forth a dove, which returned not again unto him any more. I'm interested tonight in these two verses that are found in verse number 7 and also in verse number 8. The Bible said, and he sent forth a raven. And in verse number 8, and he sent forth a dove. I want to preach for a little while on those two birds, on the raven and the dove. Pray with me just a minute and then you can be seated. Lord, again, we've already asked, but God, we're asking one more time tonight that you'd help us. By your faithfulness, oh God, would you help us tonight? Oh Lord, I pray that you would speak to the people of God and you would encourage the people of God and convict us, Lord, and help us in our daily walk in dealing with the flesh. Oh God, would you strengthen us tonight by your sweet, marvelous grace Give us the words to speak tonight. We'll give you glory. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. There are three types or three things that are seen here in these verses that I read to you tonight. The three types I would bring out would be the ark, it would be Noah, and it would be those animals. And the ark is the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible speaks here that salvation is found in the ark. And tonight, salvation is only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus said, the Bible said in Acts chapter number 4, neither is there salvation in any other, no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There was but one window in the ark. There is but one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. There was but one door into the ark. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Salvation is still in Christ alone. And so the ark is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Noah is a type of the believer. Amen. Noah is a type of the believer. And Noah goes into the ark, and thank God, God sealed him in. And he was sealed for the duration of that trip. And the wind's going to blow, and the storms are going to come. And thank God, the blood just won't wash away. Amen. He is sealed. He's going to be safe throughout the entirety of the journey. I want to tell you, if you're saved tonight, thank God, you're eternally saved. I'm glad I got to get saved again every time I fail. I'm glad I've got everlasting life, eternal life. The blood's washed away my sin. I'm glad I'm saved and I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. And I'm sealed to the day of redemption. And so the ark is a picture of Christ. And Noah is a type of the believer. But the animals that are mentioned here, the raven and the dove, they are a type of the two natures that are in a saved man. Right. The clean and the unclean. The flesh versus the spirit. And by the way, on the ark, there were seven clean for every one unclean. God wants His people to live in victory. Hey, I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. But I'm glad the Bible said, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. God wants us to be overcomers. God doesn't want us to be told that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It is our faith that we are able to fight the good fight. And thank God you can overcome the difficulties and problems of your life. Now, something that's very important for you and I to understand tonight is that you have, if you're saved, you have two natures in you as well. You have a nature in you that wants to do right, that wants to read the Bible, wants to go to church, wants to talk to God, wants to have all your neighbors saved. And there is a nature in you that's wicked as the day is long. There is a bird in you. There is a raven in you that wants to do anything and everything that is contrary to the will of God. And the problem is, I've seen this in so many people's lives. There's a lot of people that come to the altar and they get saved and they trust the Lord. But over time, through maybe they get discouraged. And there's all of a sudden, you remember how it was when you got saved? You wanted to win the whole world. You were just shouting the victory. Everything was going well. But then you had some difficulties or maybe you failed the Lord in some way. All of a sudden, you realize that old nature comes back. And it comes back stronger than it ever did before. I want to tell you, God saved your soul. He didn't save your flesh. And your flesh, I'm telling you, you better crucify it to the old rugged cross. I'm telling you, you've got to reckon it dead every single day of your life. I'm glad you won the battle today, but you better mark it down. That thing's coming back.
That old dirty bird don't want to go away, honey. There's a raven inside of you. You may beat him down for 5 years, but year number six, he may come back. And it's a constant battle. It's a constant fight against this old flesh that we're in tonight. But this raven and this dove, the flesh versus the spirit, three things now be done. Number one, notice first of all, the fact of the raven and the dove. Now the fact is, first of all, that the raven is an unclean bird. Leviticus chapter number 11, and these are they which shall be an abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle, the osprey, the vulture, every kite after its kind, and every raven after his kind. The Bible said that raven is an unclean animal, that it was an abomination to be eaten. In other words, there was nothing good about that raven. Hey, tonight I want to remind you that Paul said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. The very best you and I can offer God is filthy rags. There is none righteous, no, not one. If you find any good in me, it's all God. If you find any good in me, it ain't me, it's all Jesus. So there ain't nothing good about me. There's nothing good about you tonight. Oh, the flesh is unclean, and the flesh is a meat, is a flesh. The raven is a flesh eater. Proverbs 30:17, the eye that mocketh his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pluck it out. The raven is a flesh-eating bird. As a matter of fact, you'll find here in verse number 7, the Bible, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro. And when Noah set that bird free, that raven left out of that ark, and that raven landed on one dead animal floating on the waters under the judgment of God, and it would go from one animal to another animal and on to another animal, living off of the flesh, rotting carcasses under the judgment of God. Hey, tonight I'm going to tell you, your flesh is filthy, your flesh is dirty, your flesh is wicked, your flesh is contrary to the things of God, and that nature is in you, and you're going to have to live with that nature till you're dead. Oh, my friend, somebody said, I'm tired of feeling my flesh. The only way out of it is to die. Hey, man, you're going to take it with you for the rest of your days. It don't mean every time your flesh is in the way that you're a devil. It don't mean that you're not saved. It means you got a nature in you, honey. There's a dirty bird on the inside. I know there's something on the inside that wants to do right. That's why you're in church tonight. But there's something in you that wants to do wrong. That lust when it ought not to be lusting. That talk when it ought not to be a talking. That's jealous of things that you ought not to be jealous of. That gets bitter when you ought to be happy. That gets depressed when you ought to be glorifying God. That gets discouraged when you ought to be shouting the victory. Hey, there's something inside. And it's everything that's against the new nature that God has put in you when He saved you. Oh, it's against God. No matter about this flesh-eating bird, it wants to live off of the things of the world. It wants to live off of the things that are dead under the judgment of God. The facts of the raven and the dove. But the second thing here is this dove. Now, I find here that the dove, notice if you would, verse number 7, and he sent forth a raven. Do you see that? Verse number 8, and he sent forth a dove. I find that the dove is given the exact same opportunity that the raven was given. But they respond in different ways. The raven goes jumping from dead thing to dead thing. But notice verse number 9. Notice that the Bible said, but the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. Yeah. I can see that beautiful bird. As she begins to fly around, and as she gets tired, and she gets weary, as she's going to go and find a place to rest, and as she'd swoop down, about that time she'd smell something, say, "Dear Lord, that ain't right. Somebody help me. I don't belong on that. I know them other birds is up. I don't belong that. I ain't supposed to get my pretty feathers all filthy. That stinks. Somebody, that's nasty. Oh, that's gross. That don't make good sense." And she could find no rest for the sole of her foot. I'm glad tonight, praise God, that the Holy Ghost lives in me. And every time I go to do something that I ought not to do, He says, "Don't go there. Don't do that." Hey, tonight, thank God. I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have that in me. Because my flesh is wicked. My flesh wants to do things that's not right. But thank God, I got inside me. I can be those trucks. Hey, when you go to backing up, my wife got one in her car not long ago. And we went to backing up. And when we got too close to stuff, that thing showed up. That means put on the brakes. Amen. I said I got a Holy Ghost beaker on the inside. And when something don't feel right, it's because it ain't right. Amen. I got the Holy Ghost. And it says, "Don't put your feet down on that mess." She could find no rest for the soul of her feet. Now notice this right here. The Bible said here, and she found, but the Bible, but the dove found no rest for the soul of her feet. And look what this, and she returned to Him in the heart. Amen. Amen. This is what I want. I come a long way to tell you this right here tonight. Hey, she did wonder. Amen. She did get out of the ark. She did get out of the cage. Oh, but she come back. Amen. Oh, yes. Anybody here not ever wondered? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I've wandered far away from God. I'm glad tonight you flew around for a little while. And you said, this ain't worth it. I don't like living like this. This stinks. This is nasty. This ain't right. And the something you said, "I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm glad tonight, praise God. And when you go to wandering around, God don't sell the farm. He's waiting on you tonight. Come back home. He says, "I still got the lights on. Let's go get the fatty tag. Let's have a big shindig. Let's have a party tonight." I'm glad tonight, praise God. Though I've left Him, God's never left me. Though I've been unfaithful to Him, He's never been unfaithful to me. I'm glad tonight, praise God. If you flew out from the ship, I'm glad tonight you can come back in. You can come back home. Amen. She returned. Verse number 9. Thank God. She returned unto Him into the ark. Oh my, the fact of the raven and the dove. Second thing I got up here. Notice this right here. Notice the flight of the raven and the dove. And He sent forth a raven. And He sent forth a dove. Both could fly. Both were let loose. First the one, and then the other. And the raven nature in you will always see how low he can fly. Amen. The raven nature in you will always see how low he can fly. It's just like your kids. Your kids will always test the water. And they'll always see how far they can go. Hey, somebody ought to help me right now. Heaven, that's what you as a child of God, the same, the lost, but the dove nature in you will always have the desire to see how high that she can fly. And isn't it amazing in the flight of the raven and the dove in your life? that you can be thanked, God, as we said last night. Oh my, that God takes us to the top of the hills. I can get a view like we've never seen before. I will rejoicing. And things are going good. Things will be going good in your church, in your marriage, in your family. And you're flying high. And then out of nowhere comes that low down stinking dirty bird again. And it always says, I want to go low. I want to get depressed. I want to get discouraged. I want to whine and bellyache and cry and moan and groan and be mean and be hateful. Oh, ain't it amazing? Ain't it amazing? You can get an offer on Sunday and rejoice, and by the time Monday comes around, you done been knocked back into that dirty bird mode, and you're flying low when you're flying high just a few hours before. The flight of the raven and the dove, it's always a battle. It's always a warfare. It's always a fight. Galatians chapter number 5, the Bible said that the flesh lusteth against the spirit. The flesh hates the spirit. There's something inside of you that don't want to read your Bible and hates the Bible. There's something inside of you that hates God. There's something inside of you that hates church. There's a flesh in you. The flesh lusteth. It lusteth against the spirit. But oh, I'm glad that verse don't end there. Oh my, if that ended there, I'd be in full-blown depression tonight. Oh my. But it also said, thank God, that the Spirit lusteth also against the flesh. Hey, thank God, you ain't got to fight this thing alone. I'm glad I'm not left to myself. I'm glad I ain't got to fight the flesh all by myself. I ain't strong enough. My willpower ain't good enough. I'm glad that bird inside of me, the precious bird, the Holy Ghost, will rise up and fight this good fight to help me along the way.
It's both of them. Both inside. Fight. One against the other. One of them wants preeminence. Question is, who's going to win? You ever think about this, verse number 7? And he, circle he sent forth a raven, and he sent forth a dove. Noah is a type of the believer. In other words, let me put it to you like this. It's up to him, bird he gonna let out the cage. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Noah's got the keys to the cage. It's up to him which bird's gonna get out. Hey, can I tell you tonight, it's up to you which bird's going to live in your life. It's up to you which bird you're going to let flop around and fly around. You say, I'm bitter tonight. Somebody did me wrong. Well, get over it. It's up to you. Somebody did me wrong. Well, why don't you get that pacifier out of your mouth? I get that in the altar. I ask the Holy Ghost to help you for the glory. Well, the preacher didn't shake my hand. And the preacher didn't come see me. And the preacher's wife didn't speak to me. Oh, Lord, if you'll see me at the church, praise God, we're going to get you some diapers and a lollipop. Can I get a good witness for the book? Hey, friend, tonight, get over it. It's up to you. Hey, got life full of trouble. And there's always going to be hell to fight. But thank God, it's up to you. It's a day. Don't fly around or the raven is. It's all up to you.
Amen.
It didn't take no committee let them out. Said Noah did it. And when you get full of bitterness, it's your fault. Say, well, I tell you what, I'm sick and tired, and you got all jealousy in your heart. It's your fault. It ain't so. Hey, what would you whine about what somebody else has got? Why do you care? Somebody ought to help me. Live on Facebook land. Hey, man, somebody got a new dress and you all are disturbed about it. Somebody got him a new truck. You go whine. They didn't. I'm telling you what, he's a ripoff what he is. I said, that's your problem. It's your problem. You're the problem. It's all you, baby. Somebody ought to help me. You done let that dirty bird out.
Huh? You opened up the cage. Somebody ought to help me. Hey, when you come into church, got a bad attitude. It ain't everybody. If you're just getting off, it's amazing. Hey, one time I got so full of bitterness, preacher. I had people in my church in there, and I got so full of anger. I was in it about 2 years. It was unbelievable. I one day up at Quail Creek, and a preacher, being the Holy Ghost, got absolutely ripped me apart. Got me that I mean, God spoke to my heart. In an amazing way.
Amen.
It was unbelievable. I got up and I got home. I called this woman and begged her to forgive me. That was amazing. Before I got up and made that phone call, every time I sit in Walmart, it looks so happy. I go down to the ball game and they look like there's the happiest ones there. But it seemed like when I got right with God, and I confess that sin, all of a sudden they look so miserable. Same people, same situation. The only thing that difference was, I put the dirty bird up and got the dove out. It makes a difference. It's up to you. It's up to you and I. Trust being happy. Hey, God ain't never intended. God ain't never. But where we get this idea, God wants me happy. God ain't interested in you being happy. God wants you and I holy. God wants us to be a Christian. God wants us to live right. Amen. Happiness to come. Joy is above happiness. I gotta put joy in you if you'll let the dove fly.
Amen.
One of the fruits of the Spirit. Joy. Joy. Well, notice this. I've got a quiz.
Heavenly Lord.
No speeding of raising the dove. You ever thought about that husband in water all those days?
They have to eat.
Right. It's amazing. The speeding of raising the dove.
Yeah.
You can go up there, powerful, jump the meat, have that dove chill down before you go eat.
Sure.
See, he ain't eating it. And you can take that old dirty raven bird, you can go get some grain and some nuts and some grass, and you'll put that, he'll pay the floor and die for you.
Yep.
You with me?
Exactly.
They don't eat the same thing.
Right.
What feeds one starves the other.
Yep.
Huh? Amen. You mark that down. What feeds one is going to starve the other.
Right.
So if you find yourself all the time that dirty bird is bigger than the dove, if that raven seems to be winning more often in your life than the Spirit of God, that word is just gossiping and you can't keep your mouth shut and it's a problem. Somebody ought to help me.
Yeah.
That's because you keep feeding that raven. Because the Holy Ghost don't gossip.
Exactly.
The Holy Ghost takes your backbiter and you ought to get your hind end right with God. Somebody say amen. Hey, the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, I feel led the Lord to tell you this about so you're a liar complaining your sins on God. God, I'm going to talk you tight head on the heart. Somebody help me. Hey, if that's coming up in your life, if you quit feeding that bird, it'll starve the dead.
That's right.
Amen.
Good.
Amen. See, I got Facebook. You may go, I'm going on Facebook. But that's all you live on. And don't ever crack a Bible. No wonder you're raising
you
bigger
go.
Than your dust.
Because
you're raising the raisin all the time.
Yep.
It's amazing. 1% of a day is 15 minutes. I wonder how much of a day do we feed the dust? I mean, we feed the race, we watch television, we go to work, we do all the things that we have to do, and we get our phones out, and we do all these other things, but I wonder how often do we take the time to just stop and say, I got to feed the Spirit of God in you.
Right.
Good. So, well, I'll just depend on the preacher. You know, 30 minutes, that's all I can take. I'm brain dead after 30 minutes of preaching. I love an hour and a half, maybe that's 30 minutes of preaching, I'm brain dead. The reason that people are so carnal that way is because throughout the entirety of the week, they've not fed the dove. That's where they're choking when you try to feed them, because all they do is fed the raven all week long. And the raven is bigger than the dove. And the truth is, come here, they've got trees down by the Bible. I can smile and say, hey, I can say, woo, Jesus loves me. This I know. And they all look so happy. But that's about 25, 30 minutes of preaching that brings me.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that raven is fed all week. See, if that dove's been been getting fed all week. You're like, praise God, give me more, give me more. Come on, say, hey, preacher, preach.
I'm telling you, the feed never raised in the desert. What feeds one takes that home with you. It starves the other.
Amen.
So tonight, if there's a problem with the flesh in your life, whatever it might be, could be a million things. We ain't got time to talk about tonight. Could be a million things. But laziness, unconcern, a million things. Lust, hatefulness, jealousy, pride, envy. All day long with the priest. If that's a problem, look up in here now. It's a problem with me. That ain't your halo over your head, that's your horns, baby. Somebody hit me. We all got the same problem. I put my preachers on just like you do. The same issues you got in life, this old boy right here's got in his life. Hey, we all got it. We all got it. Every one of us tonight has got the same issues in life. And if it's continually been a problem, I promise you, you'll quit feeding that bird. And start feeding the Spirit of God in your life. You're going to see business pick up in your life. The fight. The fight of the raven and the dove. The fight of the raven and the dove. The feeding of the raven and the dove. I'm done. Macy, come. The last thing. The finish of the raven and the dove. The raven goes out. Never hear from him again. He's finished, but he finished dirty. He finished, but he finished stinking. But that dove, she went out to find no rest. She comes back, she brings him all his leaves, and the Bible told them through that cake that no sense of her after me. The dove never heard of. She returned no more to him at all. She flew around and she flew around and she flew around. There was no place to lay her beautiful feet and to get her beautiful white feathers. She wanted to stay clean and she wanted to stay right. One day, praise God, there at the Jordan River, John the Baptizer walked down with the Son of God. Amen. Behold the Lamb of God, I taketh away the sin of the world. And the dove said, there he is. I can rest in Christ. And the Holy Ghost came down upon him in the form of a dove. Hey, tonight, thank God, there ain't nothing in this world worth landing on. There ain't nothing in this world getting dirty over. Stay clean, stay clean. And one of these days, praise God, we'll take our last flight out of this world. And we'll never come. Thank God, we'll leave this. We'll say goodbye to the old dirty raven that we've had to deal with. I'm great. Listen to me. The devil and the world and the flesh may follow me everywhere in this life, but they ain't gonna follow me home. I'm going to a city where every old city will be okay. There'll be no devil. There's going to be a finish of the devil. Finish. Right. Boy, that stirred my heart tonight.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Just come on back. I'm glad tonight that dove flew out. But come back. You can come back to God.
Yes.
See, I've been telling the Lord really bad lately. No matter what you've done, I don't care what you've done, I don't care who you are. Care how you feel. He loves you. He's standing here waiting on you. He said, won't you come on back? Quit wasting these years. There's some people tonight. It's amazing. It's amazing how people, everybody thinks when you get to a certain age, you're going to deal with flesh some more and don't go away. Never go away. You'll deal with it. This will get the best of you. Ask God to feed the devil in your heart. Give God the glory. Everybody standing, heads are bowed, eyes closed, make you come. Sing if you would. God, these are coming to pray. Would you come tonight? Would you come? While these are coming to play, Macy sing. The Lord is here. Yes. wasted precious years. We've all done it.
The devil will tell you you fed the raven too much this week to come down here and pray. I'm here to tell you God's waiting on you tonight. He's waiting. He's here. He'll help you. Brother Mark said the choice is ours tonight. The choice is ours tonight. You chose to come tonight, and you'll choose whether you take Jesus home with you tonight. What's your choice tonight? Do you need to pray? Whatever you need, we just want you to call out to God tonight. You'll help. I'm thankful for the Lord tonight. Amen. It's been good to be in God's house tonight. I needed that singing and I needed that preaching. It's good to be reminded. I'm thankful for that. God's been so good to me. He's been good to our church. And I think if we took time to all testify, each one of us would say He's been good to us. You pray again. We're going to come back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, one more time. Brother Mark will be back. Brother Brandon then was here tonight. But I tell you what, when we get done and we pray, go around, shake your hand and thank them if you've enjoyed the music. Shake Brother Mark's hand, Miss Mason's hand. Hug their neck. Ain't nothing wrong with loving on one another. God wants us to love on each other. So you take time to thank them for being here. Anything on your heart tonight before we dismiss? We just need to leave praising God. That's what we need to do. I like that. That tears old devil up when we just praising God. And anything that makes him mad, I'm all about. I'm all about. And I'm glad I don't have to fight him on my own. The Lord said that He'll fight him back.
Amen.
Come back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, praying. All hearts and minds clear, Brother Tommy. Brother Lonnie Russell, will you dismiss us, please, sir?